Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about 5 things that millionaires do with their money that you should do too. Hey everyone, it is so awesome to be back with you podcasting and bringing you some more awesome topics. Thank you so much for allowing me just a little bit of a break. Last week was actually my birthday and 4th of July, so I thought I'm going to just take some downtime, which I never seem to be very good at doing. So thank you for that. We have an awesome topic today. I hope you guys get a lot out of it. But before, I want to talk about my new course that is actually going to be launching August 1st. And I want you to be in on the course. So here's the deal. It's called Budget Breakthrough Bootcamp, Master Your Budget in 30 Days. Like I said, it launches August 1st. There are only 50 spots, so I'm only releasing 50 spots so we can actually dive into your budgets and better them together. And for my podcast listeners, I'm offering 20% off. So the price for the whole entire course is $159 with a coupon, and the coupon code is MMDiscount, all right? So you get $40 off for this amazing course. Master Your Budget in 30 Days, it's a 5-module program. So each week you get a new module that teaches you how to rocket launch your savings, pay down your debt quicker than ever, kickstart your money goals, and become a budgeting pro. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? If you want to travel, great. You got to get your budget in check. You want to start a business? Great. Get your budget in check. Want to get out of debt? Great. You got to have your budget in check. Want to go back to school? Great. You got to have your budget in check. Whatever you want to do, you've got to get your budget in check, all right? And so that is why I have dedicated all of my years of training all of my expertise, everything that I do when I work with clients, and put it into this jam-packed course. So at the end of the 30 days, you're going to learn how to budget in 20 minutes or less a month. So the exact process in quick and easy steps that you can repeat each month. You're going to create a powerful goal strategy that you can achieve with your budget. Unlock savings that are sitting right now in your bank account. This is what I go through with every client that I work with, and I'm bringing you all of this information, all right? So there is money, hidden money in your bank account right now, and I'm going to teach you how to find it. We're going to build a savings game plan that you can use month after month. Finally, breakthrough of being stressed out about money with a solid game plan. I mean, that's just worth its weight in gold right there, right? Because I don't like to be stressed about money, and I'm sure you don't like to either. We're going to talk about paying off debt and how to create ways to bring in more cash so you can just pay it all faster. And you're going to be smarty pants with the credit card game because credit cards are not bad, right? We just need to know how to use them. So I'm going to bring you all of my tips for how to pay off debt, how to save money, and how to master your budget, all right? So again, to sign up, there's two different things you can do. One, head on over to ymmschool.com to register to grab one of the 50 spots, all right? You can grab it now. We don't start till August 1st. Or if you want more info on this course, maybe you're like, I want a little bit more info. I want to find out a little bit more how this works. Text master budget to 44222. All right. So I know that's a lot of information. You can head on over to the school, ymmschool.com. There's the free course there. If you want to enroll in the free course, it's an intro course, Jedi Mind Trick Your Budget. Or if you're ready to jump up to the big leagues and just master this stuff once and for all, go ahead and sign up for the course. Use the discount code MMDiscount and you'll get the podcast special rate. All right, guys, I'm so excited about this. And I just really feel like this is something that's so critically important. Like if I'm only known as the budget girl, I'm actually quite all right with that. Because I think there's so much power that can come from your budget and teaching you how to do this month after month, right? Over and over and over again. So maybe you don't need to hire a financial planner. You can do it for yourself and you can find all of the money and all of the, gosh, goals and tips and strategies, everything like that. You can learn all this stuff for yourself and then you just keep reapplying, right? It's like wash and repeat over and over and over again. And it is going to dramatically change your budget and it is going to dramatically change your life. That I can guarantee you because I have seen it happen over and over and over again. And it's happened for me, right? So everything that I'm teaching you is stuff that I've used on myself that have saved me so many times, all right? So jump on over and sign up and I would love to have you. All right, let's get into our podcast. So five things millionaires do with their money that you should too. Now, I know, right, millionaire isn't like a PC term anymore, right? We kind of look down on millionaires and, you know, we don't want to be a millionaire like Wall Street guys and all of that. But come on, let's get real, right? No matter what goal you have for your life, we need cash. And it doesn't mean that you have to be sitting on millions and millions of dollars and be some sort of greedy pain in the butt, to put it nicely. But you're going to need cash. So why not learn from the people that are doing it right and then see what you can apply in your own life? So tip number one, forget needs versus wants. Long-term goals are the key. All right. So what do I mean by this? I know I've said this like so many times, right? But you got to know your numbers. You have to really understand what are the things that you need each month. Really, honestly, like a caramel macchiato is not a need. I know you may be like cursing at me right now, but it's not a need. It is literally a want. Like if you didn't have a caramel macchiato every single day, you would still be living. I hate to break it to you. So that is a want, right? But let's see, like shelter, I think that's pretty much a need. Now, you may be living in some place that's over your means. So maybe it's about adjusting there, but you need shelter, right? So there has to be a price to that. I want you to think of your finances like a piece of pie. So everything under the crust is what you have to pay. That is your baseline number that you must know. So what I want you to do is to figure out, okay, what is my baseline number? What are the things that I absolutely have to pay every single month, right? And then what are the things that I like to indulge in? And those are everything above the crust, the things that you like to do, you know, like you can add whipped cream and berries, and some people even add like a slice of cheese on top of their pie. I've never heard of that, never tried it, not knocking it, sounds a little weird. But all of those things are above the crust, right? So I want you to think of your finances literally like a pie. Everything below are the things that you absolutely have to pay, and you have to figure out that number. You got to know that number. Don't just like round guess that number. No, I want you to take out like a piece of paper and a pen and jot down all of those things. Now, when it comes to things like credit cards, I want you to just write down the minimum payment, right? Because that's what you're minimally responsible for paying. Any extra payments are it's kind of in the want category. It's the above the crust, right? So that's just extra things that you pay. But write down the minimums for everything. People that are millionaires, they really understand the concept of delaying gratification, and they focus on that 50-20-30 budgeting model that we talked about, right? So 50% of take-home pay for all your fixed expenses, 20% take-home pay for your savings, and then finally 30% of your take-home pay for all the funsies, all the things that you love to do. They save money as a fixed expense. So don't put saving money like down at the bottom where it's like, well, you know, if I have $10 left or $5 left or whatever, I'll save that. No, no, no. Like you got to make that a priority. So let me give you an example, right? If you put $100 towards your retirement each month, rather than spending the money, at the end of 20 years, you'd have roughly 40 grand, assuming like a 5% rate of return. So that's not a high rate of return. However, if you had just spent the 100 bucks every month, you would have missed out on more than $15,000 in earnings. It's ridiculous, right? That is like the power of saving money. And that is something that millionaires absolutely know how to do. And it's really because they know their numbers, right? So they know they're below the crust and they know they're above the crust, right? So just literally think of this thing as a piece of pie. And if that's suddenly making you hungry for a piece of pie, I completely concur that you should run out right now and get a piece of pie because I know I really want to. All right, number two, millionaires work the credit. So if you're paying your credit card off every single month, make sure you have a rewards credit card. One of my favorites that I love, and it just honestly just keeps getting better, is the Chase Sapphire Preferred Card. Here's why I love it. You get 50,000 bonus points when you spend 4,000 bucks in the first 3 months. Now, if you're putting all of your expenses on that, it's pretty easy for you to achieve that. So the 50,000 points is worth 625 bucks in travel. So right there, you've got like a free ticket right there. You earn 2 points on travel and dining at restaurants and 1 point on every dollar spent on all other purchases. If you add an authorized user on your credit card, you get a bonus 5,000 points. So right there, you've got, 55,000 points. But the cool thing is they have this one-to-one transfer to travel programs. So that means, like, you could transfer, you know, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a number, like 5,000 Chase points to American Airlines in their equivalent of 5,000 points with American. So that's like a super awesome bonus because most credit cards, they don't do the one-to-one transfer. And what I found is that sometimes it's a better deal if I book through Chase and use points, but sometimes it's a better deal if I actually go through the airline and transfer my points over. So that's one of my favorite cards. But credit, really, guys, it's all about leverage. And sometimes it's really smart to leverage money for things like mortgage and student loans. Now, I know like most of you listening, you have some sort of student loan debt and it probably eats at you. I still have student loan debt and I have it because I use my money in other ways, right? So I am working my credit. And I think a lot of times it's hard to think about this because you're just so freaking focused on, I got to get rid of my student loan debt. Like how many articles have you seen on the internet where it's like, I'm debt free in 3 months and I'm debt free. And right, that, yes, is an awesome goal to strive for. And I'm not knocking anybody who's done that because that's tough. It takes a lot of effort to do that, right? But what millionaires understand is that sometimes the leverage with credit works in your favor. So for example, like one option is to fund your retirement account and pay your student loan every month. So in a way, you're using the bank or the government to help you save for retirement, right? Because if you dump all of your money into paying off your student loans, then you aren't saving any money for retirement. So at the end of 5 or 10 years, you know, you've not been able to have any growth on your money because all you've been doing is paying off student loans. So of course, there's a counter argument to it. And I understand the psychological impact of paying off student loans. I get it. You really have to figure out what works for you. So, you know, I was working with someone lately and he was so focused on paying off student loans. So that was the goal. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, he just wanted to pay off the student loans. So that was a smart strategy for him. And I worked with somebody else and, you know, she was like, well, you know, I want to make sure that I'm still saving for retirement because I've got kind of these like big goals, these big things I want to do. So it's a balance act. So there's not one right or wrong way. I'm just going to tell you kind of, you know, what millionaires, I should say, how they use leverage, right? So maybe they could pay off the house. Maybe they could. Maybe they got enough cash sitting around, they could pay off the house. But what they understand is if they pay off their house, then the money is not working for them, right? Because the likelihood of their house appreciating more than if they would have invested the money in the market, even with all the ups and downs, is unlikely, right? So they're using that cash more wisely. Hope that makes sense. All right, real estate woes. Okay, now I am having the next episode in my Summer Money series, So You Want to Buy a House, on July 21st at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. There will be a replay. There was a bit of a snag with the replay from last month's webinar, so I'm actually re-recording that one to send out to everyone. But sign up if you've not signed up before, all right? You can text SUMMERMONEY, all one word, to 44222 to get on the list to sign up for this. And I'm going to be talking all about what you need to do, what you need to think about, all of the different strategies when you want to buy a house. I actually have a background in real estate and mortgage, so I'm actually very proficient on this topic and have a lot of advice, both good and bad, about buying a house. So I know a lot of you are really interested in that. But what the millionaires understand is that you don't buy more house if you can't truly afford it. And that's a mistake that I see a lot of younger people make, is that, you know, you see this like amazing property and all your friends are buying houses. So, right, you got to buy a house, right? Which my counter argument is, yeah, you know, it's coming. Like if they jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? No, of course you wouldn't do it, right? And because we don't talk about money with our friends, we have no idea what kind of financial shape they're in. Maybe their parents gave them a crap load of money, or maybe they inherited money, or, you know, who knows? But that doesn't necessarily mean that's your situation. So you have to be really tricky with this when you buy a house. A good thing is to get pre-qualified. And what this means is you actually work with a mortgage broker before you go shopping for that house, and they pre-qualify you. And what basically happens is they spit out a number, right? So this is the range of how much house you can afford. It's super, super important. Because otherwise you go out shopping, you go out looking, and then you get your heart set on something, and then you realize like you can't afford it, and then you get upset, and then, you know, it's just don't get in that drain pipe, all right? Just get pre-approved first. It's really easy, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Okay, but here's the question you have to ask yourself. Could you still save 20% in savings after you bought the house? If your answer is no, I wouldn't be able to save anything, then it's not a good idea. If your answer is, Yeah, but maybe it's not 20%. Maybe it's 15%. All right, that's not bad. You know, all right, I may even cut you some slack down to 10%. But what I see so many people do is they buy a house and then there's no money for savings because you don't anticipate all of the expenses. So that is something that millionaires don't do. They also understand that buying real estate should not be your only asset class. And by that, I mean that you should be invested in lots of different buckets, right? So maybe you have real estate, you have 401k or an IRA, and you have a Roth. Maybe you have a separate stock account. Maybe you're investing in cash value life insurance. You have lots of different buckets or asset classes. And lastly, don't buy the nicest house in the neighborhood, all right? I want you to always think about resale value. So it's always a good idea to buy a house that maybe doesn't look so pretty, but the bones are really good. Maybe you do a little fixing up to it, right? And suddenly it has built-in value versus buying the nicest house in the neighborhood, right? And then what happens is if home prices decline, your house usually will decline fastest, and it's harder to sell your house. So, you know, sometimes a little TLC is not bad. And on, so you want to buy a house on the Summer Money series, the live webinar, I'm going to go into some of the most expensive things to fix and some of the least expensive things to fix. So at least you know kind of a guideline when you're looking at a house, what you should be looking for. Okay, millionaires also understand that taxes are not your friend. Yes, we all got to pay taxes. We all have to pay our fair share. We live in this amazing country and, you know, we got to pay up. However, taxes can really drag your finances down and your lifestyle. And most people don't understand that you give up a big percentage to taxes when you retire and take money out of your 401k. And by law, you have to do that. You have to take money out of your 401k. When you do, you know, you could lose 20, 30% or more, depending on which tax bracket you're in, to taxes. Well, that's a huge chunk of money. That's actually why a lot of people love Roths, because that doesn't happen when you do that. Stock investing. You know, when you invest in stocks, you get taxed on the gains. So you actually have to pay tax on those gains. It's something for you to be aware of that most new investors don't think about. You know, and average investors heed this advice by investing in retirement savings in what's called taxed advantage plans, right? So your 401k is a taxed advantage plan. You're going to get a tax deduction right now and your money's growing tax-free, right? Two thumbs up for that. Same for an IRA. There's savings accounts for children's college when you start having your family. There's 529 plans. Putting money into a flexible spending account or a health savings account, those are all tax advantaged. And that's really what you want to be looking for, right? You want to minimize your taxes as much as humanly possible. Roth also awesome, awesome option, all right? Okay, and lastly, millionaires believe in the budget. And I'm not just blowing smoke up you right now. I promise you, every millionaire that I have ever spoke to has told me their number one tip to how they got where they got was that they had a budget for everything, a budget for traveling, a budget for weddings, a weekly budget, a monthly budget, a business budget. They had a budget and a system. They put systems in place for success. And, you know, it's really important that you execute this every day and don't just wait till the end of the month, because that's really where, you know, everything starts to just, it just unravels, right? It just gets out of control. So think of budgeting like a daily thing, but don't think of it as like, oh man, I got a budget today. No. Don't think about that, right? Think about it like more of an empowering way, right? So I am in charge of my money today, right? This amount of money has been allotted to me today. I'm going to do the best with it that I humanly possibly can. Maybe you need to create weekly or even daily money goals for yourself, right? So if it's getting really frustrating for you, this budgeting process, break it down into little tiny digestible bits. So if you know you have like $1,000 a month to spend, you know, extra, right? So that's your fun money. Maybe break that down like, okay, how much is that per week? And then how much is that per day, right? And make a challenge out of it for yourself. I mean, we all love challenges. Like, come up with some motivational message for you to stay on budget. You're going to be really thankful at the end of the month. And you know why? Because you're not going to be stressed out. You're not going to be frustrated. You're not going to be pulling hair out of your head. You're going to be like, man, I actually, like, I know how to do this thing, right? I promise you, it's so freaking empowering. And that's what I'm going to teach you in this course. You can, your income can always increase. That's great, right? The problem is, though, what millionaires understand is if also your expenses increased, you could be a millionaire living paycheck to paycheck. And I've seen it so many times, and it's really sad to me. Like, oh my gosh, you have this much money, but you're spending this much, and it's so unnecessary. So to be a smart millionaire, make sure that your expenses don't also increase with your income, all right? So there's 5 tips. Hopefully some of those resonated with you guys. You guys are superstars, awesome, and I thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Again, go over to ymmschool.com and check out the free course and the paid course. And I would love to see you. I'd love for you to be one of the 50. We're going to have some fun. We're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to learn how to like finally master our budgets. All right. As always, follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.